आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
नमस्कार, मैं हूं नताशा कौल SBS हिंदी टीम से, और आज हम बात कर रहे हैं उन भारतीय मूल के लोगों के बारे में जिन्हें इस साल ऑस्ट्रेलिया में किंग्स बर्थडे ऑनर्स लिस्ट में शामिल किया गया है। इस अंश में हम बात कर रहे हैं प्रोफेसर गीता मिश्रा से, जिन्हें इस साल ऑफिसर ऑफ द ऑर्डर ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया से सम्मानित किया गया है।
SBS हिंदी प्रोग्राम में आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है प्रोफेसर गीता।
शुक्रिया नताशा।
प्रोफेसर गीता, सबसे पहले आपको किंग्स बर्थडे ऑनर्स से जो सम्मानित किया जा रहा है उसके लिए आपको बहुत बहुत बधाई। कैसा लग रहा है आपको ये सम्मान पाके?
मैं तो बहुत सरप्राइज हूँ, टोटली अनएक्सपेक्टेड कि आज ये दिन मुझे ये अवार्ड मिला।
जी अच्छा, शुरुआत में हम आपसे ये जानना चाहते हैं कि आपका ऑस्ट्रेलिया का सफर किस तरह शुरू हुआ, जब आप यहाँ आई तब आपको किन मुश्किलों का सामना करना पड़ा?
नताशा, मैं तो बहुत लाकी हूँ, मेरी पेरेंट्स तो यूपी से हैं और मैं यहाँ आई, मेरा पढ़ाई सब न्यूजीलैंड में हुआ, कनाडा न्यूजीलैंड में मेरा, तो पीएचडी के बाद मुझे पोस्ट डॉक मिला ऑस्ट्रेलिया में, और वो पोस्ट डॉक जैसे स्टेटिस्टिशियन थी वुमेन्स हेल्थ ऑस्ट्रेलिया की पोस्ट डॉक, फर्स्ट पोस्ट डॉक। और उस समय मेरे बॉस प्रोफेसर अनेट डॉक्सन, बहुत अच्छी प्रोफेसर, यू नो शी, विदाउट हर आई वुडंट बी हियर, यू नो इन टर्म्स ऑफ माई करियर। शी एज अ स्टेटिस्टिशियन शी रियली लुक्ड आफ्टर मी। तो वो फाउंडिंग डायरेक्टर थी उस स्टडी की, सो ऑस्ट्रेलियन लॉन्ग टर्म स्टडी वुमेन हेल्थ, फंडेड एंटायरली बाय ऑस्ट्रेलियन गवर्नमेंट। अभी भी वो स्टडी चलती है और मैं उसकी अभी डायरेक्टर हूँ। तो यू नो अनेट ने इतना विश्वास हमारे लिए, हमारे पर। फिर मैं 4 साल ऑस्ट्रेलिया में थी, 1996 से 2000। फिर मुझे पोस्ट डॉक मिला हार्वर्ड यूनिवर्सिटी, और वहाँ से मैं गई इंग्लैंड। मैं वहाँ 10 साल तक काम किया कैम्ब्रिज यूनिवर्सिटी में, यूनिवर्सिटी कॉलेज लंदन। फिर 2010 में अनेट मुझे फोन किया, वो बोली हे गीता, डू यू वांट टू कम होम? तो मैंने सोचा कि यू नो प्रोफेसर ने इतना, शी इज अ रियली गुड स्टैटिस्टिशियन, तो मैंने सोचा कि इतना समय आ गया टू गो बैक टू ऑस्ट्रेलिया, क्योंकि यू नो मैं ना जानू कितना साल तक हम उसे काम कर सकती हूँ, यू नो शी वाज गेटिंग अवे, आई थॉट मेबी शी विल रिटायर, तो टेक द अपॉर्चुनिटी। तो मैंने ऑस्ट्रेलिया में आई, एज सून एज आई केम, यू नो ग्रांट, NHMRC grant, I submitted, I won that grant. फिर 2014 में Annette said, Gita, I want you to be the director of the study. And this study is run at 2 places, University of Newcastle and University of Queensland. And she said, I want you to be the director of the study. And I was like so shocked, you know, to be first Daisy girl to run such big, you know, over 57,000 women's and girls all over Australia are part of the study, and it's still going, you know, and we're producing a lot of things pointing to the government where the difference, you know, about women's health. So I feel that if you work hard, you just prove, you know, people will appreciate what you're doing. Look, I'm a big kind of very privileged in the sense that my I just focus on doing good work, you know, so I publish in international journals, you know, so I think hamari mehnati was something that nobody can really complain about, you know, I just got on. And because I've been, you know, educated like in New Zealand and in Canada and everything, I blended quite well in the Australian system. But the thing is that I've never once thought, oh, you know, ye to mera rang dusra hai. You know, I'm not safed, I'm not gora rang. I never thought a minute like that, because I think that, you know, when you produce really high quality work, it doesn't matter who you are, you just do good work and nobody can, you know, you can stand by any challenges. That's how I felt, and having a very, very supportive work environment, that's why, you know, we could thrive in what we're doing, thrive.
राइट प्रोफेसर गीता, हमारे साथ आप अपने काम के बारे में भी थोड़ा सा शेयर करें कि आपने किन टॉपिक्स पे, इश्यूज पे ऑस्ट्रेलिया में काम किया है. मेडिकल रिसर्च ले लीजिए, लीडरशिप ले लीजिए, या जो एजुकेशन है, उस उन किन किन एरियाज में आपने काम किया है.
अच्छा, सो ये तो मैंने 30 years हिस्ट्री बीन वर्किंग. So it's really about looking at women's and girls' life health. And I take a big picture. So I look at everything from our childhood, you know, how we are as in our bachpan, you know, the experiences we have, what happens to us when we have our periods, you know, the pain, the, you know, and then in reproductive life, you know, pregnancy complications, you know, that's a big issue. And how these, all these things that happen to women, you know, how these, all these things affect her chronic disease in later life, like, you know, stroke and diabetes, heart disease. And I give you egg or dough example. First of all, I use data from almost 300,000 women from all over the world. And what we show is that Joe Orris have repeated miscarriages, na? Repeated Malik, matlab, teen or char times, you know, miscarriage. What happened to her is that, you know, Bisa later, she's a much higher risk of stroke. So, ye pehle baar, you know, we use huge data set to show that, you know, what happens to women's reproductive health, you know, if she keeps losing her baby, you know, actually, you know, she's also, there's something not quite right with her system. Down the line, she's at a higher risk of stroke. I think that was a very important contribution because, and I did an interview, Natasha, you know, with BBC, and, you know, they said to me, you know, so Gita, what can we do about this? Humne kaha, jo bhi karo, please do not sweep this result under the carpet. Very, very important, because what we can see is that our miscarriages and all that happen to us when we are young. And you can use that as a crystal ball for your future health, right? So don't panic. You can say, okay, I'm having these things. In some ways, this is a warning for me to please take care of my stroke, cardiovascular risk later in life. Because if I don't, then I'll be at a much higher risk, you know, of getting stroke. So that's a very important thing. But I also believe, Natasha, that women's health is beyond reproduction. You know, so whenever you talk to women about women's health, they always think about mother health and child health. Na? Lakin, women's health, you know, is beyond reproduction. We live, you know, a third of our life after menopause. Na? So we need to think women as a whole life course perspective, you know, her health. And that's what I try to push, that, you know, don't just think of women as baby producing factory. It's more than that. You know, she has to live through, you know, all her stress, her chronic disease, and caring role. You know, she cares for her family and everything. So if the woman is healthy at home, everybody's happy and healthy. That's what I kind of believe, and I try and push, you know, that it's not just thinking about that. Lekin, one other thing, Natasha, I want to share is how we use this longitudinal study of women's health data. In Australia, we provided the prevalence figure. One, 1 in every 7 women will be diagnosed with endometriosis. So endometriosis is a very common disease. We were the first one to show how common it is. It's about 14%. And women with endometriosis have painful periods. Quite few of them can't have babies, you know, because of endometriosis. They're constantly in pain. And it's a very common thing. We provided the statistics to the government. And as you know, there's a lot of now, you know, clinics, endometriosis clinics, medication on TBS. So we try and do something to improve women's health and that they shouldn't suffer in silence.
प्रोफेसर गीता, आपकी ये जो दो स्टडीज हैं बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट स्टडीज रही हैं ऑस्ट्रेलिया में, लेकिन आपको क्या लगता है कि क्या महिलाओं की भागीदारी हेल्थ और साइंस जैसे क्षेत्रों में एज कम्पेयर टू मेन क्या आज भी कम है, अंडररेटेड है?
अरे ये तो बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट क्वेश्चन नताशा. वी एनालाइज डेटा दैट वाज प्रोवाइडेड बाय द गवर्नमेंट मोर से अबाउट एंडिंग जेंडर बायस इन हेल्थ सिस्टम ना. तो बहुत वुमेन कंप्लेन दैट यू नो अगर ये लोग जाएंगे हॉस्पिटल या क्लिनिक्स एंड टेल द डॉक्टर्स दे हैव द पेन, यू नो दे हैविंग मेंस्ट्रुअल पेन एंड ऑल दैट, दे गेट डिसरिगार्डेड, दे डोंट लिसन टू द वुमेन. So, you know, that there's a lot of women who say that they are not being listened, number one. So, the other thing they do is they bring their partner, a male partner, with them. And then they say the doctor only talk to the male partners. We have Asian women who would going, you know, even for contraception or whatever, they go and see the doctors. And they want to say, I want to talk to your parents, I want to talk to your father, I want to talk to your husband. So, you know, that sort of thing is coming out in now. You know, we are talking about it because a survey has been done. So at least, you know, I feel is the maname abi, you know, people are talking about it. But one thing I want to actually really say is that jo hum study, you know, I was telling you about the study, we have, you know, 57,000 women all over Australia still following them up. Like, you know why it's one problem? Our people, that's not enough. So we don't really know what, you know, just say South Asian woman, you know, her menopause age, her experience during menopause. We don't know much, you know, in Australia. So I'm trying to get a lot of our people to contribute to science, you know, because all these things is going to help improve in the policy and help improve everybody's health. So I think that's the issue here.
But what about the role of women in science, in STEM?
I don't know whether Australia is lacking in that area, but I definitely think that our people, they see, you know, Aurat, Ladki, all should be thinking about science. There is a lot of opportunity, you know, and in many ways, the sky is the limit. So there's nothing stopping us. I believe, you know. So if you're good at what you do and you're dedicated and you have a vision, this is where you want to be, there is that opportunity, I believe. These days and age, everybody is embracing diversity, embracing exclusivity, you know, inclusivity in Australia. There's a room. We need to be doing more of that.
प्रोफेसर गीता, उन यंग गर्ल्स को जो साइंस में आना चाहती हैं, आगे बढ़ना चाहती हैं, आपकी तरह रिसर्च और साइंस में कंट्रीब्यूट करना चाहती हैं, उन्हें आप क्या कहना चाहेंगी?
माय मैसेज है, हैव योर विजन, यू कैन डू इट, यू नो, डू समथिंग गुड. तो यू नो, वन ऑफ द थिंग्स आई एम थिंकिंग, यू नो, इवन getting this award. I run a big team, you know, the Australian Women's and Girls Health Research Centre at UQ. We have about 40 young people, postdocs, researchers. And, you know, saying to all of them, look, you have a vision, you need to have a vision, work for it, and, you know, you can do it. I find my life is very fulfilling. You know, Natasha, when I present these statistics to the government and then you see things in the guidelines, in the policy thing, you think that is very, very fulfilling. You know, so know where you want to go and just go for it. I think yahan pe, jaise depending on the training that they have, you know, whether nowadays, even if you're very good at IT, computer and all that, you can contribute to science. You know, a lot of imaging now uses IT to try and, you know, define patterns and everything. So, you know, whatever skill you have, think, can you apply in science? And there are opportunities at universities, there are opportunities at hospitals. We want more and more of women from our background to see the doctors. Don't delay, you know. I tell you an example. I know this is out of question, but I'm so interested that, you know, you would have heard jo menopause, right? So a lot of women go through menopause. उनको हॉट फ्लशेस एंड नाइट स्वेट्स आती हैं. दैट इज द सिम्टम्स ऑफ मेनोपॉज, राइट? लेकिन इफ यू आस्क वुमेन फ्रॉम यू नो देसी वुमेन यू नो व्हाट देयर सिम्टम्स आर, दे मोस्ट ऑफ देम विल से आई हैव जॉइंट पेन, राइट? सो वन ऑफ द थिंग्स वी वांट टू से इज दैट यू नो मे बी जॉइंट पेन इज It's an experience of menopause for people from different backgrounds, social backgrounds. So I feel that Indian women, if you can't, you know, participate in the STEMs or whatever, you can definitely contribute to science, you know, with your experience as well. So both important.
Ji, bahut bahut dhanyawad humse aaj judne ke liye, Professor Geeta. Aur aapko King's Birthday Honor List mein shamil hone ke liye ek baar fir bahut bahut badhai.
Thank you,
Natasha. Namaste. SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद. हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं.